Now, how much is your life worth if you were put away for 20 years for something that you didn't do? A Detroit panel has awarded $10 million to a man wrongfully imprisoned for nearly 20 years in a Detroit double slaying. Lloyd Jackson, WJR senior news analyst, has the story.
51-year-old Mubariz Ahmed was sent to jail in 2002 for the double murder of Lavelle Griffith and LaTanya White in Detroit. But Ahmed's attorney said his client was framed by a Detroit police detective, and the award from the three-judge arbitration panel came from a lawsuit Ahmed filed against the officer in federal court back in 2018. Now, while Ahmed was in prison, new evidence was discovered by the Michigan Innocence Clinic at the U of M Law School and the Wayne County Conviction Integrity Unit. That new evidence led to Ahmed being exonerated and released from prison in 2018. Now, the civil lawsuit revealed that an eyewitness to the murders was brought into the police station by homicide detective Sergeant Ernest Wilson and shown a lineup. But the witness said just before the lineup, the detective showed her a picture of Ahmed and said, "That's the expletive that killed the two people." The detective allegedly told the witness to choose Ahmed out of a lineup and don't tell anyone he showed her the picture. Also, the car that was the getaway car in the murder was similar to the car Ahmed's girlfriend drove. But according to the lawsuit, homicide detective Wilson found out from the feds that Ahmed and his girlfriend had broken up several months before the murders, and Ahmed did not have access to the girlfriend's car. But Wilson hid that information from the prosecutor and the defense. Now, 36th District Judge Kenneth King, who was an assistant Wayne County prosecutor at the time, testified that he would not have recommended an arrest warrant in the case had he known of the tainted identification procedure. Vonda Evans, who is an attorney now, but she was the trial judge at the time, also testified she would not have continued the case had she known Wilson allegedly made up the name of a girlfriend to tie Ahmed to the crime. The city of Detroit is responsible to pay out that $9.95 million award. Paul W.?
You got to ask yourself, though this is not the world we live in, how often does something like this happen that we never hear about?
How many people are locked up right now who didn't do the crime, was framed?
Well, and you know, Lloyd, we've heard it before. We've heard from people in this old world that we don't generally live in that apparently nobody in prison is actually guilty of the crime they committed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You hear that all the time.
If you know what I'm
saying. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yes.
You hear it all the time.
That's right.
So some of the times, how many of the times, we don't know, it happens to be true. Appreciate you being on top of the story. Very, 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 very much. Thank you, Lloyd Jackson, WJR senior news analyst.